KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear skies and 7 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today. High around 30 with the wind chill around 5 as winds will be northerly at 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Reminder from Montgomery County Auditor Stephanie Burke, today is the last day to request an in-person absentee ballot for a special election that'll take place tomorrow for those persons residing in the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors District 1 only. The election is to fill a vacancy in that district. The District 1 map can be viewed at MontgomeryCountyIA.gov or the Auditor's Office. Candidates on the ballot include Charles Schmid, who was nominated by petition, and Republican Steve Behrens. The polls will be open tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Red Oak Gold Fair Building. Request forms and ballots can be mailed off, dropped off at the county auditor's office, or in the official county drop box of the courthouse. Montgomery County Auditor's Office is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. If you have any questions about voter registration, absentee ballots, or voting, call the auditor's office at 712-623-5127. The Red Oak Police Department reports 2 arrests overnight Sunday into early this morning. At around 11 p.m. Sunday, officers arrested 42-year-old Jolene Mary Most of Carbon on a Dallas County warrant for failure to appear on a driving while barred charge. Most was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. And around 1:45 a.m. today, 28-year-old Nathaniel Lee Romick Sleep of Red Oak was arrested for driving while suspended. His bond at Montgomery County Jail was set at slightly more than $491. Red Oak police say no injuries were reported following a collision between 2 snowplows Saturday morning. The accident happened at around 7:20 a.m. on Highway 34. One of the plows, a 2013 International driven by 47-year-old Vince Edward Abraham of Villisca, was clearing snow from the intersection of Highway 34 and Old Highway 34, or 200th Street. The plow was on the north side of the intersection. The second plow, a 2009 International driven by 32-year-old Jacob Matthew Jackson, also of Villisca, was on Old Highway 34 and crossing the intersection from the south to the north. As he approached the first plow, Abraham began to back up and struck Jackson's vehicle on the side. Damage to the plows was estimated at $5,000 apiece, with most of the damage done to a salt spreader attachment, which was included in the damage estimate. There were no citations issued. Council Bluffs police report that at around 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, emergency crews responded to the 5-mile marker of I-80 westbound for a report of numerous crashes involving tractor trailers. At the time of the incident, it was snowing and the roadways were slick and ice and snow covered. The first crash involved a semi that was heading west on I-80 at mile marker 5. The driver lost control of the vehicle on the snow and ice, sending him into the median. The semi then crashed through a guardrail between the bridges over the Valley View Drive and Mosquito Creek. The semi continued down the hill and landed on Valley View Drive, blocking the entire width of the roadway. Fortunately, there were no vehicles on Valley View at the time the semi crashed. The occupants of the semi were not injured. Valley View Drive was closed down from about 8:10 a.m. Saturday to around 1:30 p.m. while that accident was cleaned up. The second crash happened shortly after the first one while responders were heading to the crash on Valley View. It involved a Nissan Rogue and a tractor trailer. Authorities say based on police investigation and driver statements, the Nissan Rogue was ahead of the semi going west on I-80 when the driver of that SUV lost control on the icy road. The driver of the semi attempted to take evasive action to keep from hitting the SUV and lost control of his semi, causing the trailer to jackknife. The back of the trailer went up onto the concrete bridge rail, knocking the tandem wheels off the trailer. The back of the trailer continued up on the concrete bridge rail and sliding down the bridge rail, the portion of the box hanging over the edge of the bridge rail. The semi-trailer combo came to rest with the Nissan Rogue's hood slightly under the trailer. The tandem wheels from the trailer landed down on the roadway by the first crash. There were no reported injuries. I-80 westbound lanes were shut down for several hours while the crash was cleaned up. Special heavy-duty tow truck equipment was brought in to lift the trailer off the bridge rail and removed from the interstate. About 50 vehicles had to back up the interstate to turn around where they were rerouted eastbound. And exiting traffic was detoured west on Highway 6 to Canesville Boulevard. And the heavy truck traffic caused some traffic jams and delays along the route. Officers were dispatched for traffic control at a couple different locations until the traffic was cleared. The Council Bluffs Police Department wants to remind motorists to use extra caution during inclement weather. Use your headlights, slow down, give extra stopping distance, and remember that elevated surfaces freeze quicker. And again, they stress, please give the road crews, first responders, and vehicles on the side of the roadway extra space so they can complete their job. A woman from Pocahontas County in northwest Iowa died in a single-vehicle rollover accident Sunday afternoon about 10 miles west of Pocahontas. State Patrol says 19-year-old Rebecca Hansen of Pocahontas was driving a 2006 Pontiac Torrent eastbound on Highway 3 at around 2:23 p.m. when the SUV went out of control into the north ditch. Hansen, who was not wearing her seatbelt, was ejected as the vehicle rolled over and died from her injuries. The accident remains under investigation. In the funeral announcements, Jerry Bobo Planbeck, age 72, of Persia, died Wednesday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Private family services will be held for Jerry Planbeck today at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Max DeVault, age 80, of Colo, died Sunday, December 6th, at the Crestridge Care Center in Maquoketa. Public graveside services for Max DeVault will be today at 2 o'clock at the Colo Cemetery, Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield, has the arrangements. Brenda Brown, age 59, of Atlantic, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Brenda Brown will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Deborah Faustin, age 68, of Greenfield, died November 22nd. A celebration of life for Deborah Faustin will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Betty Schuler, age 95, of Griswold, died Sunday. Graveside services for Betty Schuler will be at noon on Wednesday in the Noble Center Cemetery south of Lyman. Masks will be required and social distancing encouraged. Recondune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Marcus Kaufman, age 71, of Erling, died Friday. A private family mass of Christian burial for Marcus Kaufman will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marilyn Graybill, age 85, of Audubon, died Friday in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Marilyn Graybill will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Donald Hildebrand, age 68, of Oakland, died Saturday. A memorial service for Don Hildebrand will be at a later date. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. Walter Bud Peterson, age 80, of Adair, died Sunday at his home. Arrangements for Walter Bud Peterson are pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. John Novy, age 88, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for John Novy are pending with the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Gregory Reed, age 69, died Friday at Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Services for Gregory Reed are pending at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.